Let me get Rich up in Rockland County, BT and Sound on the Fan. Rich, what's going on?
I am so positive about, you know, it's one of the few Yankee losses that I've seen that I left with a smile. I mean, there are so many positives here, guys. I mean, putting Volpe at the top, first of all, so Soto gets to see so many more fastballs. I mean, that is just, I mean, that's one thing that nobody's really been talking about. Put them at the top and now giving Soto all those fastballs to hit is just going to be unbelievable. We
How many fastballs did he get in that final at bat?
I don't recall.
Yeah, well, did you watch it? Guy was throwing breaking pitches. Okay, well, the guy was throwing breaking pitches on 3-1. So it's not like Juan Soto's going to be getting fastballs left and right just because Volpe is batting in front of him now. Come on now.
Well, it's going to be a lot when Volpe's on base. That's
yes. It's
about.
More about who's behind him as far as what pitch he's going to get.
Not necessarily. Yeah. Not necessarily. Guys on first base.
I don't agree. But
just reference the at bat last night. There was first and second. Soto comes up as a tying run, and a guy's throwing him breaking pitches on 3-1.
Well, you're not going to steal in that situation, though. That's his point. When a guy's going to steal, you're not going to throw as many curveballs because it's going to get to the plate. So, no, I got
right,
you.
Right,
now,
right,
by the way, no, that matters, Sal. Now, you don't think that matters?
No, it doesn't.
You couldn't be more wrong.
No, it
matters.
Yeah, I know. No, it's going to draw a perfect leg. Right, so they want to throw more fastballs because they're going to try to prevent Volpe from stealing a base. Okay.
Yeah, it's been happening for 100 years.
Yeah, okay. And then Soto's going to walk, and it's going to be first and second, and then you got Judge come up, and then what?
And then hopefully Judge is Judge, and the Yankees lead 3-0. Yeah.
Okay. Then or Judge say, is what he was on, last night and flies out a can of corn to center field.
Richie, hold on,
Rich. Or he walks, and then Stanton and Rizzo don't get the job done. I mean, come on.
Well, all right. So, slider, I'm looking at the pitch last night. Now, again, this is different from what Rich and I are saying just about being on first base and having a good pitch to run on. But Sal's right. He didn't see many fastballs. Slider, slider, slider. Four-seam fastball.
3-1 with two guys on.
2-1, he got a fastball. 2-1, he got a four-seamer, and it was down in the zone. And then he got 3-1, he got a slider. He took it looking, and then he got another slider.
He took everything looking. Yeah. We'll get into that in a second.
So wait, let's get into it now. Hold
okay,
on, Rich,
and
hold
thank
on.
You for the call, Rich.
Get into what?
Yes, he's looking for a walk. Soto's looking for a... Now, I love Juan Soto.
Yeah.
And John Harper, my colleague at SNY, correctly predicted I would at some point go nuts about Soto looking for a walk. A walk is not as good as a hit. And when you have Judge struggling and you got the pitcher on the ropes, you got first and second in a spot right there where you need to do damage. Mm-hmm. You're Juan Soto. You need to do damage, not draw a walk. And Juan Soto's looking for a walk. Swing the bat, bro. That's what you want to get paid. Swing the bat. I don't care if he's a Yankee, if he's a Met. I cannot accept a walk in that spot from Juan Soto. That does not get the job done. Passing the baton is not what I'm looking for from Juan Soto. I'm looking for him to do some damage. Now, if you don't get plenty of pitches to hit, fine. Soto was looking for a walk in that at bat. So much so that when he walked, it was like he accomplished some great feat. Oh, here we go, baby. I'm pumped up. I walk. No, you didn't get the job done. You passed the baton to Judge, who's been cold, and he didn't get the job done. Soto failed. A walk in that spot was a fail for Juan Soto. Certain times I accept the walk. Uh-huh. That's not one of them.
All right. Now, first of all, the Marlins, you know, you don't want to even be in that predicament. You want to mop them early and just have a little fun. But if you told me going into almost any game, not that I'd want to be down 5-2 because that's a different set of issues. Not enough hitting, starting pitching probably didn't give you enough length. Residually, bullpen gets hit up, whatever. Just the baseball stuff that does matter. But just conceptually, you hand me a piece of paper, a contract going into every game. You will be down by 3 runs, and Aaron Judge will be up with the bases loaded. Mm-hmm. Where do I sign?
Yeah.
You want me to cut myself and sign in blood? You got
to sign for being down 3 runs.
No, I'm saying if you're going to be down, I will be. I would take the option of being down multiple runs with the bases juiced and Aaron Judge up to home plate. Yes, now.
Well, or first and second for Soto. Now, would you want that?
I would, but he's got to get something to hit. Now, I want to go back to something, and there were a couple that were close. I'm not saying he was ultra aggressive. I'm not saying that. But you say that he was looking for a walk.
Yes, it came across.
How do you know?
I watched it.
He was looking for
the bat.
So when you say that somebody's looking, see, the way I look at it, when somebody says they're looking for a walk, to me, that implies they're afraid to swing the bat.
No.
So I just want to make sure you're not saying that. Don't start saying that.
I don't think he was afraid.
You're not saying that. Tell me.
He walked.
I understand that. Afraid. Not every pitch is a strike.
Yeah, afraid is a couple of words. I want him to do damage. I think Juan Soto approached that at bat like he does every other.
What?
And that's looking to have a quality
at bat. Meaning staying in his process? That's why he's Juan Soto.
Fine. In that spot, I'm looking for him to do damage.
Yeah, if he gets the right pitch, I'm with you.
He looked for a walk, and then he celebrated it afterward. A walk. Oh, a walk's not as good as a hit. First and second for Juan Soto, the guy.
Yeah.
If not one of these guys. Like, let's say Juan Soto's on the Mets. He's going to be the guy. If he comes up with first and second with a spot, a chance to tie the game or do damage,
yeah.
and he walks and hands it off to Pete Alonso, I'm going to flip out.
Well, you better, because Pete Alonso's not Judge. Right. Okay, maybe he's got a little more confidence in Judge to do his job. Next time, Judge will.
Well, I'm flipping out anyway because I'm consistent, and he handed it off to Judge, and Judge didn't do it. Can of corn to center field. Yankees lose. I mean, that's what happened. Yankees came up in a spot against the Marlins with first and second for Juan Soto, followed by Aaron Judge, and they lost. And in part,
and to you, this is a big deal?
Yeah, it is.
Because, a big deal.
Because Soto...
Like, this is problematic. This is the foreshadow of some massive issue.
For last night. I mean...
Okay, I just want to make sure, because it seems like you're saying that Juan Soto's afraid to swing the stick in a high-leverage situation, that he's looking to say, hey, Judgey, pick me up.
I don't think he's afraid to swing, but I think he passed the baton willingly last
night. Well, he passed the baton willingly because he didn't get good pitches to mash.
Yeah,
What do you mean?
I'm not buying
it's
it.
Baseball.
I'm not buying it. And get good
okay.
Pitches.
So I'm looking at this, Al. The first pitch, which was a slider, and I watched it, but I want to actually see the quadrant. And that's why I have it in front of me. So first pitch slider, up and away. Called the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You want to swing at that?
Maybe not.
Okay. So one for
there
so,
was,
so
there were at least two pitches.
No crimes
he swung
yet committed by Juan Soto. Just making sure. No, he's crimeless so far.
Right.
Okay. The second pitch, strike. Now it was a little up in the zone, a little in. Could have swung the bat, possibly. Did not. Boom. 1-1. It's 1-1. You don't have an issue with that, do you?
I mean, you could swing the bat, and maybe...
And maybe he was thinking fastball, and maybe he saw a slider. He said, I'm not swinging.
All right.
Next pitch. Ball. Outside quadrant, slightly up. Should he have swung at that?
The
answer is no.
He should never swing at any pitch. You're right.
No, you're not listening
to
me, Sal.
I saw the at-bat. I watched it. You don't have to go over it. I watched it with my own
but
eyes.
In
that spot, I'm not looking for Juan Soto to walk. That's not
you
a great
sound
feat.
Ridiculous. No. I know
okay,
that
okay, good. Yankees could lead the league in walks with Soto and Judge. Let's see how far that gets.
I know
a
that
walk
you...
walk is not as good as a hit, and it was proved last night. Soto needed to get a hit, not walk. He walked and passed the baton to Judge. And by the way, I would have walked Judge on purpose.
I know you
because
said
yet
that.
Again, a walk is not as good as a hit.
Okay.
I was worried about Judge hitting a grand slam, not walking.
Okay.
And Judge instead flied out, so you know, Skip Schumacher got lucky there. But I'm looking for Soto and Judge to do damage.
Yeah, so am I. When they get something that they can handle, which Judge did, and he didn't get it done, and that's why we're saying what we're saying. Listen, now, the other side of the coin is I won't even go through the rest of the at-bat, and I know that you watched it, but, I mean, the last pitch was 7 inches out of the strike zone. Should he have swung?
No.
Or should he say, this is why I'm with that? I got Judgey. Now, the thing is, if he would have swung at a bad pitch or something that you perceive that he should have swung at and rolled over the outside pitch and hit a 7-hopper to second, you're probably getting on the air saying, I don't know if Soto's clutch.
No.
I know you wouldn't. I'm just kidding.
Well,
around,
I know he's clutch, but I want to see him do that.
I do too, but I can't get on him for a walk.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I can't.
Okay, I can.
Because that's who he is. I know who he is.
Right.
And I knew who was coming here.
It drives me nuts. I don't want those type of guys. There are certain spots, okay. That's not it. I don't want you can find plenty of guys to walk. I don't want Juan Soto. I'm not paying Juan Soto $600 million to walk.
Yeah, but you can't find plenty of guys who aren't going to expand the zone with two outs in the bases and two on and everybody yelling. Think Gleyber Torres is going to expand the zone? Probably.
Right.
You know, the catcher is Trevino? Probably. At this point as well, probably. You know, not expanding the zone isn't hard. That we see it different.
All right.
Now, this is who he is. So I sense that this is going to be a topic that we will have to revisit often.
And look, maybe it's not a problem. I mean, we're talking about him doing... You don't win MVPs by walking. I'm sorry. You got to do damage. I'm not saying he can't.
Well, then how did Barry Bonds win all those MVPs? All he did 70, walk.
He had 73 home runs.
Yeah, he set records for walking, though.
Yeah.
Is that an anomaly?
On top of hitting home runs.
Soto's going to hit 19 home runs this year?
You're going to compare Soto's numbers to Barry Bonds?
No, but I'm going to say that in terms of their approach, especially without the steroids, take Soto.
Over Bonds?
Without the steroids? Yeah. The approach. Not the speed, not the other stuff. Don't hear what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Just in the batter's box.
I would not.
You wouldn't?
I mean, I love Juan Soto's approach generally, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a beast in the box. Savage in the box.
That's right. Savage.
Yeah,
you got
last night I wanted to rip one
now.
Down the line somewhere.
Yeah. You know, like he did the previous
episode? Correct.
Okay, so he got something to hit. Yeah. That's why he hit it down the line. Okay.